Corrupt Soros Minion Behind Election Prosecution in Georgia. By Donald Jeffries. Georgia's Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, whose father was once associated with the Black Panthers, is the latest in a series of blatantly biased prosecutors going after Donald Trump. Several of these prosecutors have been linked to George Soros and his son Alexander, the globalist plutocrats who fund far-left causes and candidates to the tune of billions of dollars per year. Willis was even disqualified in the case of one of the 16 alleged fake electors. A judge cited her hosting a recent Democratic Party fundraiser for the elector's opponent, a clear conflict of interest. The popular news site The Gateway Pundit, GP, recently summed up this laughable prosecution. The Fulton County, GA indictment of President Trump is a political vendetta and show trial reminiscent of the Soviet show trials of the 1930s. Americans have long prided themselves that something like that spectacle and mockery of the judicial system could not happen here. Well, we can pride ourselves on this no longer. Prosecutors at the state and federal levels are abusing their powers to serve the interests of their political party and the oligarchs who ultimately run this nation. GP described the political prosecutions as abominations that undermine justice and the rule of law. GP also said they erode the public's faith in the supposed equal and fair application of the law. GP went on to say that the weaponization of the justice system is a blight on our republic and the American system of governance. We cannot disagree. There were many irregularities in the Trump indictment, one of which being that the details of it were published on the Fulton County website before the grand jury voted to indict. Trump reacted in characteristic fashion on Truth Social, declaring, "So, the witch hunt continues. 19 people, indicted, tonight, including the former President of the United States, me, by an out-of-control and very corrupt district attorney who campaigned and raised money on, I will get Trump." And what about those indictment documents put out, long before the grand jury even voted, and then quickly withdrawn? Sounds rigged to me. Why didn't they indict 2.5 years ago? Because they wanted to do it right in the middle of my political campaign. The Trump campaign complained collectively about the prosecutors who have lined up against him, like Willis and New York's Alvin Bragg, also Soros-backed, along with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, whose jabs at Trump on Twitter should have forced his removal. Trump's team has dubbed them the Fraud Squad. As implausible as it would be, the dizzying number of counts against Trump could theoretically result in over 700 years in prison if he were to receive the maximum sentences. The death penalty is even in play. The foundation of the election charges against Trump is a phone call he made to Georgia's then-Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, during which he asked that he find, not invent, enough votes to flip the state from Joe Biden. For this, Willis is attempting to bring RICO charges against Trump, which normally are reserved for the most egregious of organized crime kingpins. Trump has nicknamed her Phony Fannie, and has labeled her as being severely underperforming, very corrupt, out of control, and racist. He also has insinuated she had an affair with a gang member. The veracity of those allegations is unknown, but the blatant politicization of this case is not. Willis is asking for a trial date just ahead of the crucial Super Tuesday primaries that could hamper the ex-president's campaign efforts. The irony of an indictment against Trump for what amounts to statements made that dispute the results of an election taking place in Georgia makes it all the more surreal. In the aftermath of the 2018 elections, Stacey Abrams notably made public claims on numerous occasions that she had been robbed in the race for governor of Georgia. It doesn't appear as if she will be indicted for what amounts to the same thing Trump is accused of. Political bias. Conservative journalist Paul Sperry has alleged that Willis has donated over $6,000 to the Georgia Democratic Party and various Democratic candidates. Sperry was among those who criticized Willis for going far outside her lane by including other jurisdictions in her indictment, including Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan. In addition to Willis, Trump has to contend with Judge Robert McBurney, whose wife has donated to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Biden. McBurney also inappropriately joked after signing off on the grand jury decision, asking if the proceeding was all they'd hoped it would be. Among the 41 new counts issued in the Georgia case against Trump is one related to asking his supporters to watch Newsmax, Right Side Broadcasting Network, and One America News Network. It would thus appear that recommending a particular media outlet is now a criminal offense. In an obvious allusion to Trump, the judge overseeing his case stated, "For some, being the subject of a criminal investigation can, a la Rumpelstiltskin, be turned into golden political capital, making it seem more providential than problematic." The problem for Trump's political opponents is that, every time he is indicted, his poll numbers and popularity continue to rise.